Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Honest to God by Jed Morehouse is designed to give you a way to achieve a closer relationship with God through a six-step prayer challenge that can change your life. Jed lives in a small town in Indiana. He worked in a factory for 20 years before it shut down and moved overseas. He then went to school to become a respiratory therapist and has been working in a hospital setting for over 16 years. After putting God first in his life, he decided to share what God has done for him. Jed Morehouse, author of Honest to God, is our guest on This Week in America. Jed, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
You've done a wonderful job with this book. The book is Honest to God, and we'll give people information where it's available as we go through the conversation. Let's talk a little bit about the intended audience for this. Who did you have in mind as you wrote Honest to God?
Basically, there's two types of Christians, believers in Jesus and followers of Jesus. Believers of Jesus, obviously, those who believed in Jesus and accepted him as their Savior. Followers of Jesus are the ones who already believe but want a closer relationship with the Lord. And that's kind of what this book is about. We want to give people a closer relationship with the Lord and how to do it. We all want to please God. And I think in Hebrews 11:6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because those who come to him must believe he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." And so I think if we earnestly seek God, we will end up pleasing him.
For so many people, there are questions as how we go about that. In this book, Honest to God by Jed Morehouse, you give us answers. You sort of share your experiences. You encourage us to open up our lives like you did yours. And we'll talk as we go through the conversation today about the changes in your life and how you came about setting up the six steps, the challenges that we're going to talk about. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places, ChristianFaithPublishing.com, the publisher of the book by Jed Morehouse. That's Morehouse, if you're Googling. The book is Honest to God, and of course, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was the inspiration, Jed, in writing this book? Why did you decide, I've got some answers here. I had questions, now I've got answers. I'd like to share these. What was the motivation for writing Honest to God?
So after I tried living life the way I wanted to and the way I thought God wanted me to live, I was failing. I wasn't reading the word like I wanted to. I wasn't praying like I wanted to. And finally, I just gave up on myself, but I didn't give up on God. So I basically said, "God, reveal yourself to me and give me a hunger for you and your word." And that's what changed my spiritual life, really. He was ready for me. He basically said, "Hey, that's about time. That's what I was waiting for you to do all along." So I was honest with him, and he honored that. And so that's when I started.
You said two things there No, I'm sorry. Finish that thought, then I'll ask you another question.
No, go ahead.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt, but you said two things that are really interesting that you address in the book, Honest to God, and that's the importance of reading the Bible and communicating with God. Let's start with importance of reading the Bible. So many people, I think, sort of take it for granted. It's there, they know it's there, they know the overall message, but they really don't spend a lot of time with it. How important is it? How important was it to you to read the Bible?
So if you want to know all about God, that's where you start. You start it in the Bible. It'll tell you the character of God. It will tell you everything you need to know about God, his love that he has for us. He intended us to have a relationship with him. And it says that in the very beginning in Genesis, and it says it all through when Jesus was born and everything else. Jesus was born and he showed love. So it tells you everything you need to know about the Bible, and it'll give you instructions on how to live.
How should you do that? Do you set up a certain time? How did you incorporate that into the day-to-day life? Your busy family, work, all of that. Sometimes it's easy to say, I'll do that later. How do you incorporate that? What's the best way to incorporate that in your lifestyle? Is it to set aside a certain time?
Yes, and believe me, I know about the busyness in life. Like I said, God, give me reveal yourself to me and give me a hunger for you and your word. And he did that. And he allowed me to find the time to spend time with him. And I do it, I wake up, spend a couple hours probably with him now. I mean, not all praying, not all reading the Bible, just to, just thinking about stuff. So it's praying, reading the Bible, and then just mulling over some things, godly stuff. So he allowed me that time. He showed me where that time was.
You know, it's interesting. It's more than just the physical part of reading. You retain that message. You think of the messages that you just read, which is something interesting that I think people don't realize either. That to them, it's you have to sit, have to have it open. It should be something that guides your life. Our guest is Jed Morehouse. His book is Honest to God, book available at Amazon, ChristianFaithPublishing.com. The other thing you said there was communicate with God. And one of the challenges you have is if you're not sure that God is real, ask him. And you say, it may take just 5 seconds, and do it every day until you get a response. Talk about that, because sometimes somebody say, okay, I'm going to ask. I didn't get a response. He's not real and I'm moving on. How do you go about that? And it's really not time consuming, is it?
No, it's really not. And that's the first chapter you're talking about. It's basically, that first chapter is for people who's not sure if God's real, not sure if he exists. And I'm like, well, why don't you ask him? He's right there. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's always there, and he's all knowing. So if he's always there everywhere you look, you can just ask him. And being honest with God, say, you can be honest. You can just say, God, if you're real, show me. And with an honest heart, I believe he'll answer that prayer for you.
What was it like?
But if you really want to know, you've got to wait for him to answer. Ask it every day. What's it take? It doesn't take very much. Sorry.
No. That's so important, because people hear that and they don't understand it. And you're saying you actually communicate, and people would say, how do you communicate? It's just, it's communication. It's you talking and listening, isn't it?
Yes. Talking, listening to God. If you talk to him and ask him to reveal something to you, he will, if your heart's open to that, and you can wait on it. You don't have to manufacture anything. So
you're not an author by trade. You did this because you really felt this was a calling. This was something that you could do. Let's talk about that process. How difficult was it for you to sit down and to write the book? And were there times when you had the old writer's block where you're thinking, okay, I was on a roll yesterday, but I'm really not getting into it today? What was it like, a non-writer who really feels moved to do this, to take on this project?
Okay, well, that's a good question. So I'm 60 years old, and I never thought I would ever do this. So what happened was that, God was opening up when I asked that first prayer question. He was opening up scriptures to me, and he was leading me to a lot of different areas. And he was opening up so much scripture to me that he was asking me to write stuff down, and I had no idea why. So I was writing down some things, and it was in the first part of Jesus's ministry. It was like, Jesus calling Peter, James, and John from the boat, the fishing boat, maybe Mary, or the woman at the well, and there was one at Jesus in Gethsemane. So I was writing down a lot of those things, and I didn't know why. I had no clue why. Maybe I was supposed to, teach a Sunday school class or something. I know I wasn't going to be asked to preach, but maybe it was for a class. I had no clue, but I was just writing them down because he was giving me some ideas and some real life experiences or real life examples.
Yes.
And so, so somebody did. They come and asked me, said, "Hey, do you want to teach a Sunday school class?" And I said, "Sure." And I thought, "Well, there it is. That's what I was supposed to do." Well, meanwhile, I was also on the a prayer team at church, and we were having a meeting on a Monday night. And I told the lady in charge, I said, "Hey, man, I can make this meeting," which I usually couldn't because I usually work on Mondays. So, and at this prayer meeting, we was going to discuss a prayer vigil that we have every year. It was like you set up five stations and we go to each one of those and pray for certain something special. Didn't happen on a Sunday morning. So I went to this meeting, and the lady got up there. She says, "I want to try something different." And she said, "I want five scenes on stage, and then I want to have this service on Sunday mornings." And she goes, "I'm going to have five different scenes, but then I want a narration done behind the scenes about each of the scenes." And she explained five of the scenes. Well, three of them was Jesus calling Peter, James, and John from the boat, the woman at the well, and the Lord at Gethsemane, the Garden of Gethsemane. And I felt something inside me screaming and say, "This is it. This is it." And I was amazed that I already had the narratives down for all three of these. So I told them that I had all three of these out of the five already written. And so, of course, everybody was like, "Oh, my gosh, this is amazing." So excuse me. So what happened was, is we went through all that process. And if it didn't do anything for anybody else, it did something for me, because I knew that was from God. Okay. And he gave me those things for that reason. And then after it was all done, I was at a spiritual high. I said, "Man, Lord, this was amazing. I've never had that experience before. And I'm ready for the next thing." I was so fired up. I was ready for the next thing. So I put all that, that aside. I said, "I'm putting this aside, Lord. Now, what do you want me to do?" And he basically said, "Well, I'm not done with you with this yet." And I said, "What do you mean?" We had a conversation. And I said, "What do you mean?" And he says, "Well, I want you to write a book." And I laughed out loud, and nobody around. But I laughed out loud and I said, "Well, Lord, you know, I don't have time to read a book, let alone write a book, you know." And so I said, plus, I said, "I have no clue how to write a book. You know, I wouldn't know where to start, Lord." And in my head, I heard this conversation continued. He says, "Well, you know, there was a guy named Moses, and he, I wanted him to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage. And he said he couldn't do it either." So I said, "Okay, Lord, okay, I get it. But you're going to have to tell me what to write. And I'll write it down. I'll have to write it down that way." And he says, basically, he says, "Well, you're out of excuses then, aren't you?" So, so that's kind of the way it happened. And for the writer's block thing, he did tell me what to write. And as a matter of fact, I couldn't write fast enough, to be honest with you. And it was just amazing to me. So it's a couple of times I said, "Slow down, Lord. I can't keep up, you know."
Yeah, I'm not a stenographer. Slow it down here so I can
right.
So I can get this. It's just such an amazing story how this all came about. The book is Honest to God by Jed Morehouse. You'll find the book at Amazon.com, ChristianFaithPublishing.com, the publisher of the book. And I'll link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That will take you directly to Jed's website, book site on Amazon. You can get information, order it there as well. What do you hope the takeaway is when somebody reads Honest to God? What do you hope is the lasting message or messages after they read your book?
Well, number one, I guess, is that God loves us. He loves us just the way we are. If I can read a scripture,
sure.
Psalms 86, verse 15. "But you, my Lord, are compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness." You know, God's just like our parents. You know, he has an unconditional love for us. And That's the first one. So if he loves us, he's got a plan for all of our lives. I believe that, honestly. And in Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." So I believe if we seek him with all of our heart, that he's going to bless us. He's going to show us the plans that he has for us. And that's kind of hard to do. It's kind of hard to say, you know, let somebody else show the plans that he has for us. But in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." So that's kind of where I started. I just started trusting in him. And, you know, that's where I was at.
Talk about the impact it's had on your life. I see a passion and excitement and enthusiasm for what you're doing. It comes across in the book. It comes across as we're talking on the program today. What's it been like in your life once you realize communication? And again, that word is so important to establish that communication, which you were able to do. How did that change your life when you opened up, when you learned to be honest, when you learned to communicate?
So what I did was I learned that, you know, we oftentimes don't know what to pray for when we pray. You know, if we haven't prayed in a long time, "Oh God, give me this, give me that," or whatever. So he gave us a prayer in the Bible. It's called the Lord's Prayer. And each one of those things, everything he says in there was important. So I'm thinking, you know, it kind of rolls off the tongue for us to say it in our services at church. But I kind of slowed down a little bit and said, well, if everything is important, maybe we should focus on each one of them. Like, lead us not into temptation. Forgive us our sins as we forgive others of their sins. And give us this day our daily bread. All those things are in his prayer. And I believe daily bread, I think there's more than just food in that sentence. So I expanded on each one of those. And we need to pray those things every day. Because he says, when you pray, pray this. And that's what we're supposed to pray. I just kind of expanded it. And as I said I expanded it with his permission, you know. So
yes. And it made a difference. Jed Morehouse, our guest on the program. The book is Honest to God, the book available at Amazon, the usual places, the publisher, ChristianFaithPublishing.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly and get information on the book. A few minutes left in the program. You talk about God can give you love, peace, joy, meaning, acceptance, and fulfillment. Talk a little bit about that and how this, when you open yourself up, it really can give you a new outlook on life, can't it?
It certainly can. The how is something you can't explain. When you're reading the word and you're praying to God every single day and you're asking him to give you a good day or to give you joy, that surpasses all understanding, human understanding. If you're doing what God wants you to do, then he's going to give you that joy because he's just going to fill your heart with joy, and he's going to give you experiences and leading you to do something like write a book, that you would never think that you would be able to do. And it kind of gives you an excitement for what else does he have planned for me? So it's not something you have to start doing this for yourself to understand how that joy is going to be there. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, yeah. Talk about, and we've got a couple minutes left, but this is really important. You have the 6-step prayer challenge. For somebody that says, I like what Jed is saying, I understand the significance of that, the importance of that, it's worked in his life, I wish it would work in my life. the six-step prayer challenge that you have, this is a great place to start, isn't it? I mean, you're sort of laying it out there for us rather than figure out what we need to do and how to go about it. You get us started, don't you?
Yes, I think if you start with the prayer challenge, you can change it at any time to fit your needs.
Yes.
You can describe, Lord, I have a problem with this temptation. Help me with this temptation. Or help me to forgive this person that's really hard to forgive. Or just give me, I lost my train of thought. But yeah, you just start off with this prayer challenge and it'll grow from there.
Do you find the more you communicate, the easier it is to communicate and maybe express yourself 6 months down the line easier than you could in the beginning when you're going through this and you're thinking of the formalities and how do I address this? The more you communicate, the easier it is, I would assume?
Yes, absolutely. So you're communicating every day. It's just like talking to a friend at that point in time. You know what you're going to say, you know, hey, this is what happened yesterday. Thank you for that. Thank you for bringing me through this or whatever. And here's what I'm facing today. And it just gets a whole lot easier. And, you know, at first you're reading the six-step prayer challenge. And then after a while, you just know it. You just go through it and then you add stuff to it.
Well, it's a great launch pad. The book is doing so well, receiving rave reviews. Working on another book, has he spoken to you to write a follow-up to this? You've done an excellent job with this in clarity and breaking it down in human terms that we can understand. Are you working on another story?
Not yet. I'm waiting on God to lead me to another one. I'm excited if he's going to do that. But I haven't really gone that far yet. Hope so.
You've done this, honest to God, and a job well done. The book is touching lives. It's changing lives in a positive way. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, the publisher, ChristianFaithPublishing.com. I want to thank KingPagesPress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation with Jed today. The book is Honest to God. Jed, the time has gone by quickly. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us, and excellent job with the book.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate your time. Thank you for inviting me.
It is my pleasure. Jed Morehouse, if you're Googling, that's Morehouse. The book available, as I say, at Amazon, usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.